Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our final study of the first epistle of Paul to the Church of the Thessalonians. Our text is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 25 through 28, and the title of our study is That This Epistle Be Read. The conclusion of this two-part study can be found at BBFOhio.com, where we have the entire playlist of our verse-by-verse study of 1 Thessalonians. This is part one of two.
The current events update. Number one, FBI has been a problem for the United States of America. It's done its job well at times. It's done bad things at times, but it is now going into the pit. And one of the things that we know now is that the FBI played a big role in censoring conservatives on social media for the last 3 or 4 years.
Needless to say, the injunction itself is a subject of ongoing litigation, and so I'll decline to comment further on
that. Well, let me tell you what the court concluded, because it should be the first thing you think about every morning and the last thing you think about at night. They said that, quote, the court found, apparently the FBI engaged in a massive effort to suppress disfavored conservative speech and blatantly ignored the First Amendment's right to free speech. The evidence shows the FBI threatened adverse consequences to social media companies that they did not comply with its censorship request. The court found that, quote, this seemingly unrelenting pressure by the FBI and the other defendants had the intended result of suppressing millions of protected free speech postings by American citizens. As a result, the court states, for example, millions of citizens did not hear about the Hunter Biden laptop story prior to the November 3rd, 2020 election. Page 4 of the court ruling lists some of the important subjects that the Biden administration and the FBI forced the social media platforms to suppress. The evidence shows you, your agency, the people that directly report to you, suppressed conservative-leaning free speech about topics like the laptop, the lab leak theory of COVID-19's origin, the effectiveness of mask and COVID-19 lockdowns and vaccines, speech about election integrity in the 2020 presidential election, security of voting by mail, even parody about the president himself, negative posts about the economy. The FBI made the social media platforms pull that information off the internet if it came from conservative sources. They did this under the guise that it was disinformation. Can you define what disinformation is?
What I can tell you is that our focus is not on disinformation, broadly speaking.
Well, wait a minute. Yes, it is. Well, wait a minute.
Can I answer the question?
You can in a minute. Your star witness said in the litigation, Elvis Chan, who's in charge of this, said they do it on the basis of disinformation. We need a definition of what that is.
Our focus is on malign foreign disinformation, that is, foreign hostile actors who engage in covert efforts to
abuse our social
media platforms, which is something that is not seriously in dispute.
I have to stop you for time. That's not accurate. You need to read this court opinion because you're in charge of enforcing it. The court has found that, and Elvis Chan testified under oath in charge of this for you. He said 50%. He had a 50% success rate in having alleged election disinformation taken down or censored. That wasn't just foreign adversaries, sir. That was American citizens. How do you answer for that?
Well, first off, I'm not sure that's a correct characterization.
Comes right out of the opinion. You should read it.
Of his testimony. But what I would say is the FBI is not in the business of moderating content or causing any social media company to suppress or censor.
That is not what the court has found.
What I would also say is among the things that you listed off, I find ironic the reference to the lab leak theory. The idea that the FBI would somehow be involved in suppressing references to the lab leak theory is somewhat absurd when you consider the fact that the FBI was the only agency in the entire intelligence community to reach the assessment that it was more likely than not that that was the explanation
for
the pandemic.
But your agents pulled it off the internet, sir. That's what the evidence in the court has found.
To say that we're not in the business of censoring, but you did. I don't care if you're not in the business of it, if that's not your business motto or whatever. What did you do? It's just sickening. The doublespeak and lying is endless with these people.
straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems aren't true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. And it appears as though you're whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people.
Respectfully, Congressman, in your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is up over 100%.
We're deeply proud of them, and they deserve better than you.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
Amen. This is post today, too. The FBI director just revealed bank information. Bank information is turned over to the Bureau, quote, all of the time, end quote, without a warrant. And that guy that you just saw won't say if the FBI is purchasing location information data on Americans from commercial sources. He would not deny that they're doing that. Tracing Americans. Christopher Wray is a bald-faced liar. And he's saying that they're not about censoring and tracing Americans when that's exactly what they're doing. It's just sickening. The FBI has become an anti-American servant of the globalist agenda. The FBI is at war against the American people. That is a fact. I don't care if you're not in the business. What are you doing? You're at war. Just like the news media is the enemy of the American people. They are at war against conservatives and constitutionalists of all stripes.
I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
That's the context.
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you.
Amen.
Wow.
They've read the exact account. It is a shakedown. That's what it is. And Christopher Wray is a liar. This was another thing about the FBI. Dirty FBI asks Americans to report crime to them in a recent tweet. They posted this: justice is better than revenge. You may not be Superman, but you can help the FBI protect the country. If you have information about a federal crime, speak now. Their reports were about the FBI. People contacted the FBI to report the FBI's crimes, including spying on President Trump based on phony information. They lied to the American people about spying on Trump under oath. They hid the Hunter laptop and the story surrounding it. They lied about the laptop. They lied to the American public during Trump's impeachment, knowing Trump didn't do the things they were accusing him of. They sent operatives to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The so-called insurrection is the I in FBI.
That's right.
They infiltrated the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. They raided homes of their political opposition, including Roger Stone and Donald Trump himself. They ignored Hunter Biden's hundreds of crimes, set up the poor white men in Michigan. It's a complete setup. The whole thing about kidnapping Whitmore, Witchmore, whatever her name is. Ignored Biden family treasonous deals and lied about investigating the criminal acts in the 2020 election. They totally lied about even investigating it. So sometimes the jokes just write themselves. The entire Biden administration is at war with U.S. conservatives. And this was from Jonathan Turley. He's not even a conservative or a Republican. He's, I believe, a libertarian. Biden's Orwellian Ministry of Truth, right out of the 1984 novel. court finds a massive attack on free speech and government censorship efforts. This was a writing, this is how the judge, he's a U.S. District Court judge, Terry Dowdy, quote, "The most massive attack against free speech in United States history," end quote. According to Judge Doty, the government used layers of coordination and consultation to, quote, "assume a role similar to an Orwellian Ministry of Truth," end quote. The court found that, quote, "the censorship alleged in this case almost exclusively targeted conservative speech," end quote. This is the mind control agenda of Antichrist. This is just the beginning. Just laying the groundwork. Just think about what it tells us about the coming Antichrist and the false prophet that will be his henchman. In Revelation 13:12, it says, "And causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast." That's mind control. And then verse 16, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a vaccine." No. No. But that was laying the groundwork. In the future, it'll be a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. But if you just think in those terms, you'll see more and more of Bible prophecy taking place right before your eyes. And real quick, we have a second current events. Columbus schools in the news. This is going to shock most of you, but it's national news.
BBF News from the desk of Jenny Albaugh and her toy.
His name is Gene. Gene.
This is the headline on Blaze, but it was in other places. Ohio School District, talking about Columbus, spent $24,000 training teachers to hide students' gender identity from parents and avoid using terms boys and girls. I don't want to call them boys and girls anymore. Guys, you walk around and say, "Hey, you." I don't know what they're going to call them. "Hey, thing." What are they going to call them? You can't call them boys. What did they?
Things already taken.
Things already taken. This kind of reminded me of that Coneheads. Some of the, they called them the parenting unit, sibling units. Columbus City Schools, the largest school district in Ohio, spent $24,000 on consultants who gave presentations to teachers. Teachers are in a cabal. It's called the NEA. The NEA union is a mob, and they are child abusers, and they are destroying our schools. And the teachers who belong to it, by and large, either promote or agree with their agenda, or they go along with it because they treasure their jobs more than their conscience and their judgment before God. And you say, "I know a good teacher." Well, if they belong to the NEA and they're going along with this, they're not good. They're anything but. They're the good Germans who went along with Hitler. That's who they are. Same type of person. Q Inclusion's presentation recommends that educators refrain from sharing students' new gender identity with their parents. So if you have a kid, he's a boy, dressed like a boy, goes out the door, gets on the bus, strips down, puts on a skirt and a shirt and puts some makeup on, fixes his hair, goes to school, and instead of Bob, it's now Bobby Jean or something like that, and they don't call him by his real name, and they don't tell the parents that he's doing that. They're being taught to hide it. So, it also says that there be a private place within the students' records that is not accessible to the parents. Can you imagine that? Your kids, and they're going to hide this stuff from you. Because these guys are communists, folks. The NEA is communist. The Democrat Party is communist. The progressive Rhino Republicans are communists. They're all a bunch of Marxists, and they believe they own you and your children. And that's why they're treating you like this. And we can only do this, inform you, inform one another, pray, and act accordingly. All right. Well, the title of our study is That This Epistle Be Read, R-E-A-D, not R-E-D. And short verses from 24 to 28, we're going to read those. And I'll have you read the even with me. Verse 24 through 28, so jump right in there and read with me. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. My note at the end is that this was written from Athens. Some of your Bibles might have that. That is in the actual Greek, Koine Greek text. It's not part of the letter, but it's added as a note at the end. It's just an interesting little note. So we jump in there, verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you. How many of you know the faithfulness of God is sure? How many of you are not sure about that? Anybody? God is faithful. You don't have to worry about God. You have to worry about human beings, including me.
Yeah.
I've let people down. I'm sure everybody in this room at some point has let somebody down. Jesus has never let me down.
Amen.
God will never let us down. Everything he says in his word is true, and he has always come through. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is faithful. Who's got that? I believe Mary has that. Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7, 7 through 9.
The Lord did not send his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
And so forth. If you've read through your Bible, you will notice that there's constantly a breakdown in this covenant between God and Israel. But it's Israel's fault every single time. It's never God. I always use this. You've heard it probably before if you've been here very long at all. But there's this story of a fella, he's driving down the road, and him and his wife are in their old car that they've had for 30, 40 years. Nice big seat there. And she looks over at him and she says, "You used to drive with one arm and have your arm around me." And he just keeps driving for a minute. He looks over and says, "Who moved?" Who moved?
You can quit driving now.
No, it's not safe. I haven't hit the brake yet. She's the one who's, he's right where he's always been. That's how it is with us and the Lord. I just feel distant from the Lord. I don't feel as close to the Lord as I once did. Who moved? How do you move? Well, one way you can move is just by not communicating with him in prayer, not listening to him in his word, not thinking about him. When you're in love with somebody, you think about him, you talk about him, you talk to them, you listen to them, all those things. But also, you can do things to hurt your relationship with sin. So maybe the problem is you've got sin in your life and you allowed that to come in between you and scoot you over. But I'll guarantee you one thing. God's right there driving. Hasn't moved. God is faithful. So verse 24 back in our text, it continues and says, who also will do it. You may not like what God says he's going to do, but you better get yourself right with him and not get in the way. Because he's going to do it. And I talk to people regularly who say, I don't believe in a God who would send somebody to hell. That doesn't change the fact he's there. That doesn't extinguish the flames of hell. That doesn't change a thing. I don't believe in a God who says, I'm the only way. Doesn't change the fact that Jesus is the only way. You can not believe whatever you want. You can think whatever you want, and you are a fool if you think that that has any effect on reality with God. And how many people you hear talking like that, and then you watch them in their lives. Jesus, we quote this all the time, he said, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So you just rest assured that the behind what they're saying, they love their sin. Doug?
That person sent themselves to hell because they didn't believe.
That's right. God is not willing, the Lord is not willing that any should perish. He will save all who come to him if everybody in hell chose to be there. Amen. The insanity. Someone today was telling me they don't believe in truth. And they're like, you think you're right? There's been all kinds of people through the years. David Koresh thought he was right too. That kind of thing. And I said, you know, it's just silly. You know good and well what's right and what's wrong. You know what's true and what's not. I said, and I just want to know, what did your doctor say? What do you mean? Well, obviously, if your doctor told you you were sick, you told him he was stupid because there's no such thing as truth, and he can't know that. Amen? Yeah. You go in, your doctor says you've got cancer. Well, I don't believe you. Well, it doesn't change a thing. It's still true. I don't believe in cancer. I'm showing you right here on the x-ray. Optical illusion. I mean, it's insane in any other context. Why don't people realize how insane it is in the context of God and his word? Amen. He's faithful. It says, who also will do it. Do what? Well, what's verse 23 say? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the context of verse 24. Then he says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Aren't you glad that it is him and not actually relying on us? The more we submit to him, the more he'll change us. He'll work in our lives. But thank God it isn't up to me. It's in his, not by your strength, not by your power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Thank God for that. And in the end, he'll make a full work of it. Thank God. Then it says, verse 25, brethren, pray for us. God will do his part. Now pray for one another that we submit to doing or submit to what he's doing. And that's a prayer. We pray for one another if we find out that, you know, somebody has a earache. Poor brother Charlie. He's getting better, I think. I had a bad tooth last week. Everybody prayed about that. After just a short time, it went away. Then some people have chronic pain and health issues, and we pray for them, migraines and that sort of thing. Amen. But also, we should pray for one another in the sense of our spiritual growth. Especially, not just when you see someone who looks like they're faltering. pray that you see somebody there, it looks like they got it all together, things are going good, they seem to be growing in the Lord. I mean, pray that they don't falter, they don't fall. Brethren, pray for us. Simple, but very important admonition. I love this. We should be praying that you pray for me to be submitting to the Lord. And there's this phrase here in Psalm 81:15. The first half of the verse says, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Wow. I love that. Amen. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. And then Doug's life verse, verse 26. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. Doug's going to come up and demonstrate. A holy kiss. Pucker up. Right?
That's what you're hoping.
FYI, he said nothing about lips. Think about this. A holy kiss doesn't mean you have to kiss somebody on the lips. So we want that.
Yeah.
We ought to put up a sign somewhere just in case. But a kiss does not require the lips make contact. That's just a fact. Some cultures continue this practice even today. Of course, some of you have seen this. But this is how they're taught. Royal etiquette in England is this. See? No sloppy, wet kiss, you know, no wet marks left on the cheeks even. It's just no slobber. Of course, in Saudi Arabia, this guy was like, what? And he's like, that's how they do it in Saudi Arabia. It's very similar. A lot of those in the Middle East. Now, here's my favorite. This is in the United Arab Emirates. You see that? Now, watch. We'll show another one. Watch this. This is how they do it. They bump noses. Watch, let's do it again. See that?